Kevin, it's Kevin Ryan Hunt from TSN 1290. Just can you take us through what the last few days have been like in getting this deal completed with the Rangers, and obviously how big it was to add a first-round draft pick and then a player that's got some experience in the league like Neil Pionk does?
Well, it's you know, it's certainly something that doesn't just happen. I think you there's been, you know, kind of lots of groundwork on many different fronts. You know, that that we've you know, been looking at. I was you know, it's been out there, and obviously I was open to mentioning that you know, we were discussing the possibility of trading Jacob Trouba, you know, with the opportunity not to get a long-term deal, you know, in Winnipeg here. You know, we just felt it was best to open up the you know, the door to the possibility of trading him, and today is the, you know, the day that we you know, finalized it just now.
And the return that you're getting, just a thought on obviously the draft pick and then Pionk himself?
Well, certainly it was important for us to, you know, we felt it was important to try to get back into the first round if there was an opportunity to, you know, to do that. You know, the coincidental side of it obviously is our pick. But, you know, we wanted to try and get as high as possible as we could. And that was one of the thought processes. And, you know, again, we were looking for, you know, something in return that would fit, you know, with our needs moving forward. And we're real excited to get, you know, Neil in the, you know, in the acquisition as well. And he's a young player that, you know, again, has, we believe has upside that is going to continue to grow. You know, he's got 100 games in the National Hockey League. So he's someone that, you know, we think, you know, given, you know, the group of players that we have, you know, here within our organization from a forward standpoint, that he's going to complement, you know, very, very well. And obviously, you know, with the, you know, the opportunity with moving Jacob, you know, a door does open for him here.
Kevin, Ken Weeb, Winnipeg Sun, sticking with Neil, can you envision him playing alongside Josh Morrissey in kind of that shutdown role, or what kind of role do you see him playing moving forward?
Yeah, I think that's still probably premature. I think there's, you know, there's still lots of, you know, I guess moving parts or balls in the air, however you want to describe, you know, where we're at, you know, as an organization right now. So, you know, again, I think, you know, he has the opportunity, he has had the opportunity to play, you know, in that kind of role with the Rangers. But again, that'll be up to Paul to decide. And you know, again, it's still early in the process.
I know you took a lot of calls. I mean, why do it before the draft rather than wait? So was it because you wanted to be in the first round, or what went into the timing factor?
Well, again, I think you, you know, you survey everything, you take stock of what, the opportunities are, presented to you. And
our team of,
take stock of what, the opportunities are in front of you. And, you know, again, you make your decision, and that's, you know, something that, again, we, over the course of time here, and you know, we knew what was out there in the market, and this was what we wanted to do.
What will stand out most about Jacob's time with the organization, Kevin?
Well, he obviously was our second first-round pick, so, you know, there's always that, you know, that fondness of someone that you draft in the organization, and, you know, he's played hard for our organization, you know, for a period of 6 years, and, you know, we wish him, you know, all the best. You know, he's someone that, again, we saw, you know, grow and develop, you know, but obviously, you know, he had some personal, you know, things that he wanted to, you know, see come to fruition, you know, and obviously with 1 year from unrestricted free agency, you know, he has that, had that prerogative moving forward.
Kevin, Scott Billick from NHL.com. Just wondering when it became apparent that, I guess, Jacob's time in Winnipeg was up.
You know, basically, I guess when, you know, we, you know, both the, you know, again, decided that, you know, a long-term, you know, deal wasn't going to be in the makings.
Yeah. Was that back when he asked to leave a few years ago, or was that more recently? Had any talks kind of happened or any negotiations regarding a contract happened since then, other than arbitration?
So, you know, with respect to, you know, talking about negotiations in its details, whether it's about, you know, pending RFAs or UFAs or anything, or, you know, how negotiations transpired, you know, in the past, you know, those remain private. And you know, again, you know, the decisions that both sides have made were, you know, made in each other's best interests. And you know, I think, you know, both sides are going to, you know, flourish from, you know, new opportunities.
Hey, Chevy, this is Steve Weiner from the AP. What does this do in terms of your salary cap picture, and how much flexibility does it give you this offseason and moving forward?
Well, again, I think, one, we need to find out what the salary cap is, and, you know, hopefully that'll come down in the next, you know, couple of days here, as traditionally it does. You know, again, we've still got lots of moving parts or balls in the air, I guess, so to speak, whatever, you know, term or analogy you want to, you know, put into it. But, you know, there's no question we have a challenging summer, you know, still ahead of us.
Kevin, how much does this change the week, or does it add to the week moving forward with you now again that you're back in the first round and you can kind of put this behind you and now totally move forward here into the next season?
Well, it's, you know, it's a necessary step, you know, for us to, you know, to begin the process of what work we have to do in the summertime. You know, again, we would love to keep everybody, and we'd love to have enough cap space to, you know, sign everybody to the extensions that, you know, that they deserve. You know, we'd love to, you know, take another swing with, you know, with the group that we have here. But, you know, again, there's realities in a hard cap world, you know, we're fortunate to have, you know, some great young players in our organization here that, you know, we need to, you know, continue to, you know, work on and you know, make sure they're a part of the Jets for a long term to come.
Kevin Drumendel, Legal Curve Hockey. Is there any thought to allowing Jacob Trouba's representation to maybe hammer out a contract extension as part of this trade?
No.
Kevin, can we again,
Mike McIntyre from the Take Free Press, just to follow up on Drew's question, were other teams interested in speaking with him, and could that have maybe changed the return? There's no conditional pick, my understanding, attached to that.
Yeah, no, there's no conditional pick. It's you know, the deal is what you know, the deal is, and you know, with respect to, you know, again, you know, teams or other interests, you know, that's something that, you know, again, not for me here to be, you know, talking about, you know, other teams.
Kevin, can we begin? What do you see as the strengths of the draft around that 20th pick or bottom third, for lack of a better term?
Well, I think it's a really interesting, you know, draft. I think once you, you know, I guess, get past, you know, obviously the ones that everyone's talking about on the top end, you know, I really think it spreads out. I think that there's going to be players that we're going to see at 20, you know, that, you know, we're going to have higher in our list because, you know, simply with the, you know, with the dynamics that are ongoing, you know, from, you know, really from the Blackhawks pick on, I guess, so to speak, and on who, you know, who kind of falls in, you know, after that, you know, I do think that, you know, there could be teams, you know, that, you know, that'll go, you know, in a direction of a forward or a direction of a defenseman. And you know, when you get into the 20s, you know, as we are, you know, you kind of have to expect the unexpected, and at least you hope you expect the unexpected. And, you know, we think that, again, given the combines and given, you know, how the list is, you know, kind of fallen out, you know, in our own estimation, you know, we feel pretty confident that we're going to get a good player there.
For sure. A lot of people see this as kind of the first big domino. I mean, do you expect it to still be a busy week in terms of possible trades or moves leading into the draft?
So there seems to be a lot of discussion out there with respect to, you know, general managers, you know, talking. I think, you know, there's but one thing I think is really, you know, really apparent is that, you know, there's a commodity out there called, you know, the cap, and I think that, you know, a lot of people are talking, you know, around those things as well. So, you know, it's an interesting dynamic this summer. So, you know, we'll kind of, you know, see. But this was a necessary first step for us to, you know, to take, and you know, we'll move on to the next.
Thank you.
Kevin, sorry, just Mike McIntyre again. I actually got knocked off for a few minutes on the call, so apologies.
Wasn't me.
Was there like a last-ditch attempt to maybe re-engage with Jacob Camp about doing a long-term deal, or when was sort of the decision made once and for all that there was not a long-term extension to be had here?
Well, we had a discussion, and, you know, I guess I'd have to look at my calendar at some point in time here to see what the actual date was. But it was apparent that, you know, there was not a long-term deal, you know, in the makings, you know, for us, between us and Jacob, and we both respected that, and, you know, both, you know, are serving each other's, or, you know, their own clients, or, you know, in our case, our organization's best interests.
Right, and just final follow-up on that, but was there any thought to going into next season with him 1 year from UFA and almost as your own rental of sorts, or once you knew an extension wasn't possible, was the decision made that now's the time to move him?
You know, again, we were open to a lot of different things. I think that we surveyed all the different options and looked in our best interest as to, you know, what those options and I guess opportunity costs, you know, so to speak, you know, were going to be. Obviously, with the salary cap restraints, I think I kind of alluded to it. You'd like to keep everybody, but you can't. And in our situation, given the amount of good players that you know that we need to you know get under contract. So again, we surveyed everything. We talked about it internally. We had, believe me, long discussions since we got knocked out from pro meetings, amateur meetings, ownership meetings, internal meetings about how we're going to try to navigate the different steps.
Kevin, it might be a question more for Paul Maurice, but do you look at Pionk as either a bonus for your power play or penalty kill at all away from five-on-five play, or is that too early?
So he's a real competitive player. Like, he's a player that, again, when you do the research on him and you talk to different people about him, he's a competitor. He's a guy that, has won a championship and has been part of winning a winning organization and a winning pedigree. He, definitely killed penalties for us. As far as the power play, I know he played power play, with the Rangers, but, if you look at, you look at our organization, we have, a couple players that, we think can, step in and obviously, excel in that manner. So, where his total usage will be, obviously, that'll shake out, even more so as we get closer to training camp. But, it gives Paul, some options as far as, obviously, a young player that we see, still has upside and room to grow, given the experience in the league and given the surroundings of our group. And I think, that is something that is a key is, he's going to be able to pass the puck to a lot of good forwards.
Kevin, Drew Mandel, Legal Curve Hockey again. Does Neil Pionk's RFA status, did that give you any pause before consummating the trade?
So again, obviously he's an RFA and he has arbitration rights. So, again, there's, it fits into that category of kind of how we continue to or begin the process with him.
Kevin, what do you see as the next the top priority now going into the weekend? I mean, obviously you got some RFAs still left to get taken care of.
Yeah, probably get some sleep, and then head off to the draft tomorrow, and we'll obviously start preparing from the 20th pick perspective. But there's lots of things on the go. Again, as I kind of mentioned, it's probably an unprecedented time of conversation. Between all the general managers and we'll see if there's some other things that makes some sense for us moving forward.